Hello, and welcome to Murders, Ghosts, and Everything in Between. Where this is our 13th episode, our last episode for this season.
Episode.
We got renewed, good news, I don't know.
Yes.
We were really stressed if, like, we would, but, like, we did.
You know what? We were going to get renewed anyways. I have false confidence. We wouldn't shut up even if you paid us to, so... Speaking of true crime, go watch Lucifer. You will love it. I promise. You will relate me to Lucifer a lot. But, like, I see it sometimes. But at the same time, he's a great guy. So I get it.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, but I will agree.
That's why you need to watch it. So.
I tried. It wasn't my thing. Like, I tried for the first five. That's one thing with me is if I watch a show, I know this is really bad because you're supposed to, like, trudge it out through, like, the first episode, but I don't.
The first episode never does it justice. Like, unless it's, like, The Walking Dead, because The Walking Dead had the best first episode ever.
Don't remember. Watched it, like, years ago.
I stopped watching The Walking Dead after, like, they started killing everyone for no reason.
Yeah, I remember.
And The Walkers did it. Walkers didn't play a role anymore.
It kind of became, like, you know what? That's really relevant though right now for what we're talking about for me. It just kind of, The Walking Dead for me kind of became like very, it was the same thing, right? Like it kind of became boring. So
yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's only so much you can do in a world that you have to yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, honestly, if the zombies were more like prevalent in the show, I would love it.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were boring for the most part.
Yeah, they were too slow. Like, make, like, them super zombies or something. Or, like, find a cure. You need to do something other than, like, the same story.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. So, this actually is the final episode of this season.
It is.
Final season to the Lucky 13.
Yes. Lucky 13. I don't know if it's...
I don't know. I consider it lucky.
I think so, too, but it's really associated with bad luck.
Well, that's just the white people culture, so, I don't know.
Yeah.
And, like, as a brown person, that doesn't affect me at all, so.
For me, I think, like, generally even numbers are, like, eh. Odd numbers are where it's at. Like, if I had to bet or something, I would bet an odd number.
Well, you have that. I'm just considering 13. I don't think about other numbers, but okay. This is the funniest thing ever. Okay.
Yeah.
Odd number is where it's at, according to Rinky. I'll remember that.
It is.
So today we are going to be talking about urban legends. Mm-hmm. And I really hope you're not talking about Slender Man, because that was the one thing I didn't want to hear about at all.
I'm not. I considered it, but I'm not.
I totally know what you're talking about, but look at me pretending that I don't know.
Gee, I wonder what you're doing as well. Although I'm kind of like, actually, I wonder, because I didn't look into it. So I just like, know the
name. At like 1 o'clock at night, letting you know I was changing my topic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why were you changing your topic again? Please remind everyone, because it's hilarious.
Okay, so I was going to do the wolves of Pavagadh, Karnataka, which is a state in India. But turns out, it was actually just wolves. Not an urban legend. So I was like, okay, you know what? This is not an urban legend, so I need to move away from it. And I didn't realize this until like 1 o'clock at night. Which is when I read about my second terrifying urban legend.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave me nightmares. Yeah. It did. It actually gave me nightmares.
That's terrifying.
But I woke up like 2 or 3 times at night.
Cool. I'd love that. Yeah. I would love also get nightmares.
Honestly, if you think about it, it's not that scary. It's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. But because I read it so late at night, I was terrified.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. Yeah. It's the same thing with mine as well. It's kind of, like, not terrifying, but, like, again, because you're so into it, like, you're genuinely doing research.
And I'm always into all these scary, creepy, weird things.
I'm only into it for the podcast, which is so bad now that I think about it, because I'm, like, I know I, like, have an aversion to this stuff, so it's, like,
Are you, like, one of those people where, like, fear, like, you get fun out of fear? Like, you're one of those?
No. I feel like if you believe in it, then it will happen. Like, that's something that I, like, cling to ever since I was little. So if I believe in, like, Slenderman, then I know he exists. Like, so it's that weird. And so I don't expose myself to things I will believe in. And this podcast is the opposite of that.
Perfect.
Yeah, works out exactly amazingly. What you
need in your life. Mm-hmm. But yeah, do you want to jump into the podcast?
Sure. Am I starting or are you?
You can start.
Okay.
You know, I have two short ones, so you can start.
Okay, mine's going to be relatively short too, I hope. Okay. So you told me yesterday, I was texting Karishma and I was saying like, hey, this is the topic I'm doing. And so you texted me and you're like, don't say it out loud. And so I got really scared, and so I'm going to have it say, like, I'm going to have Google Translate.
You have to say it out loud for the podcast.
No. I'm going to have Google Translate say it for me, because I'm not risking it.
No, you just say it out loud.
I'm not saying it out loud. I'm going to have Google say it for me. I'm not risking it.
Alexa instead of you?
Yeah. Okay. Your new co-host is Google.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Okay, so the topic that I'm doing is
skinwalkers.
I'm gonna laugh every time you do that.
I'm not saying it out loud.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. So that's the topic I'm doing. It is an old Navajo legend, right? So that's where they're derived from. And basically the word means Yi Nagoloshi, which translates to he who walks on all fours.
Well, you said it in the language. So.
Yeah, but it doesn't count. Please, for my sanity, it doesn't count. So they're basically people who have the ability to transform into any animal at will. Mostly they're seen as coyotes, wolves, foxes, eagles, owls, and crows. So that's a lot. So I guess they're more like, because you'd associate these types of animals with the woods. So they're like more oriented with like the wilderness. They can run really long distances. So people say that approximately they run 200 miles in an evening if they want.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's terrifying. But also, I would love that power. Like, you know?
Even if I had that power, I'm not going to run 200 miles. You know me. I would. I'm lazy as hell.
I
wouldn't do it.
I mean, well, I would if it was easy, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I still wouldn't. I'm really lazy.
Fair enough.
But yes.
Yeah. So they can run long distances. Some can steal the faces of different people and appear as someone you know, which is really terrifying.
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
You know the spirit in Avatar, The Last Airbender?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Ka?
Yeah. He was in Korra, right?
He was also in Avatar.
Oh, okay. Weird. Yeah. Okay, so, yeah. So you can take, like, other people's faces. Mm-hmm. People say that, like, their animal form is kind of, like, hollowed out dog-like creatures.
Oh, so just animal skin?
Yeah. I don't know what, like, that would even look like, really.
You know what I imagine? Like, what? Those bear rugs and them crawling, like, a person crawling into them and walking in those.
Oh, like... That's like, I'm thinking of when you said that, I imagined Leonardo DiCaprio in that, like, scene where he, like, I don't know what movie
it was. Is it The Revenant? Because I haven't watched it.
I haven't either, but it's just iconic, the scene, in a bad way.
Okay, I don't want to know.
Okay, never mind.
But you can tell me.
I think it's a horse or a bear. I don't know, but he basically rips apart the skin, and, like, it's really cold, and he's, like, takes out the organs, and he, like, sleeps in it for a night, because it's, like, really cold. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So they're hollowed out dog animals. They actively recruit more skinwalkers, which is hilarious. They're like a pyramid scheme.
Do you have a moment to talk about your Lord and Savior?
Yeah. Oh my god, I just said the word. Oh my god. Okay.
You said, oh yeah, you said it. It's done now.
Screw you.
They're coming
If
now.
anything happens to me, I will blame you for it.
Will sue me from the other world.
I
But
will. No, I'll recruit you into my pyramid scheme.
Perfect.
Just so you know. Yeah. So they recruit other people. There's a ceremony that takes place when I guess they recruit people and like transform others into them. I'm gonna be vague about it because I don't want to say the name again. So they essentially take their original form in the ceremony and chant things. You can kill them if you call them by their true name. So somehow, if you learn what their name is, you
But
can
see,
die.
I'm thinking if
Yeah.
they're not hurting anyone, why do you want to kill them?
But they are.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Why?
I was gonna get to that. So here's the thing, right? Apparently, what they do is there's like conflicting things that I'm hearing, but they are kind of harmful because they were apparently cursed. And let me see. Right, so they're commonly encountered near native reservations. If you look into their eyes, they absorb themselves into your body and take control of your actions. So they can become you, but
You know what?
yeah.
Go for it. I'm done.
What?
I'm done at this point anyways.
That is not where what I thought you
I'm
would say.
on autopilot. You know that meme that I posted on Instagram?
Yeah.
It is so relevant because just put me on autopilot.
Oh my
Like,
God.
I need that.
I can't even say their name and you're like, come at me.
I
Oh, that's terrifying. Yeah, so I mean, I'm pretty sure they have malicious intent though. If like they possess you, I don't think it'll be all like peachy keen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to reconsider that then.
Maybe. Take this episode, think about it, let me know. Yeah. So then they were first seen in 1996. Scientists apparently went to a ranch in Utah to investigate a phenomenon that was happening there. The place still exists. It borders on the Ute Indian Reservation. I don't know if it's like Ute or Ute, but I'm just gonna say Ute, because Ute just is sounds to me like, huh?
It's well, the voice was cutting out,
Oh,
so.
okay. So I don't know how it's pronounced. So Ute or Ute, but I'm just gonna say Ute because Ute is just like no. So the tribe members apparently do still to this day do not enter the area, which is known as wait for it. I should really be more prepared for this.
Skinwalkers.
So they're no it's known as that ranch because they think that the spirits live there, and that they're cursed to live there, so they can't really go out of that area. Also, this is really weird, but apparently the ranch is also a hotbed of UFO activity. I honestly think they're just reaching here. Like, at least just,
Your face is the funniest thing I've ever seen. They're just reaching here. It's the
stick to one. Like, either be like a paranormal thing or like a UFO thing. Like, don't be both.
judgy face ever. You can be both. Like,
I
what
don't.
if it is both?
I know. It's just, usually they're like, you find these things that are like, it just makes it less believable, right? Like if something is like all the sketchy things at once, it's just like no, you know what I mean? So yeah. So people think that it's related to aliens. This is interesting. So the family that first moved in this ranch, so they bought the land and they were driven out of their home in 2 years after increased paranormal activity. So apparently, when they got in their house, they found deadbolts on the doors and windows, both on the inside and outside. Weird.
Oh,
Yeah. So, like,
nice.
are you
Very turn.
okay? But yeah, they found like really sketchy stuff. I think it's counterproductive to have like it bolts on inside and outside. It's confusing, if
Unless
anything.
you're trying to keep something inside from breaking
Yeah, but then wouldn't
out,
it be what
and then
it's
it's
so
like double protection, kind of.
yeah, but like it's just like in the moment, are you gonna check and like what if it's locked on the other side? Like I don't know. Like you might as well just be locking yourself in if it's like a moment of panic. I don't know. So they found large chains, because this is a ranch, right? So they also found large chains outside that looked like they were restraining heavy animals. They saw cattle mutilations. Apparently 20% of their cattle died because of that. There were crop circles in the ranch and weird birds and animals that were, like, constantly on the ranch. They heard voices calling out and inanimate objects moving just, like, randomly. Like, this honestly, like... It is, like, it's like a movie, right? Like, this is like a horror movie. Like, everything that happens in a horror movie is happening here.
And on a ranch, which is even scarier.
Yeah, and, like, how did they stay in this ranch for 2 years? I'd be out by, like, 2 minutes.
Bye.
Exactly. It's crazy. And once they saw a wolf attacking their cattle, they shot at it multiple times, but nothing happened. It kept attacking and, like, mauling the cattle, and then it just ran off. And then randomly in the middle of the night, they say that they saw their field light up like a football stadium where they saw these huge lights out of nowhere and middle. Yeah. I would be very uncomfortable and like never live there again.
Uncomfortable. That would be super terrifying.
Yeah.
I imagine this place in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm, it is.
And lights lighting up randomly would.
Yeah. It's my sister. Hold on. One second. Where was I? So apparently these creatures have... They're, like, really popular on the internet for some reason. There were, like, 20 stories.
There's so many stories about them.
Yeah, and I've never heard of them before. I actually, when I was scrolling through, like, the information, they had videos and stuff and pictures, and I literally...
I don't want to know.
I kid you. I literally closed my eyes.
Horrifying.
No, I didn't.
You know, I'm going to go and look at it later.
Probably. I closed my eyes even when I was, like, scrolling, like, when I first searched it, because I know there'll be, like, clickbait pictures. And I'm like, even if it's Photoshopped, it's terrifying, so.
Yep.
Yeah. So this actually were encounters from Reddit, which seems like it's our holy grail right now for, like, urban legends. Forever. Yeah.
Hashtag forever.
It is. It's amazing. I don't know. But I usually go on there for these encounters. So this was a story. And I'm going to call this person Jim because I don't know what their name is. And it's just going to get confused.
So you just divided with Jim?
Yeah.
I'm not Dwight.
Okay, fine. Let's call him Dwight.
Yes. Do it.
All right. So Dwight's grandmother was really superstitious.
Working on laughter much. Just go with something else.
Okay. So, Jim.
Bob.
Okay, Bob. Let's go with Bob. So Bob's grandmother was really superstitious. Not a little stitious, but superstitious.
We're not okay. This is not straight at all.
Yeah. I mean, what are we... Bob, right? Bob, sorry.
You start over.
Okay, Bob's grandmother was really superstitious. Mm-hmm. I just remembered Bob is now a girl, so we're going to go with that. What? Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so Bob's grandmother was really superstitious. Bob's grandmother's mother was fully Navajo, and her father was Irish. So, I don't know. So, like, because the origin of these creatures is the Navajo tradition and tribe. So, that's, I guess, relevant. Bob went to visit her grandmother in Nevada.
Your mom's a girl. It's okay. Names can be gender neutral.
Okay. So, went to visit grandma in Nevada, which they described as typical, like, they described, like, visiting and, like, just a visit in general as typical boring old people stuff.
That's so rude.
I know. That's, like, your poor grandmother.
Yeah.
That's
and
really
your
rude.
Grandma's trying. What the f- would you say that for?
I would love visiting my grandmother.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, anyways, I found that, like, weird. However, for some reason, whenever they went to visit, their grandma would always keep the curtains closed, which is, at this point, it just sounds like an introverted person. Uh-huh. Me. Like, I would always keep curtains grandma. Closed. Yeah. So, they would always keep their curtains closed, and when anyone would ask why, the grandmother would just say, Yenda Lushi is watching me.
That is scary.
It is.
And if you know, if my grandma ever said that to me, I would 1000% believe her.
Mm-hmm. I would too. I'd be like, bye. Mm-hmm. So she would like repeatedly say this, keep everything closed, the curtains and the windows. And for the most part, it was a typical visit. However, during the end of Bob's visit, apparently they were planting flowers in the garden when the grandmother started shouting at Bob's younger brother, who was at the time a baby. And so she told, she started yelling and she's like, get away from that creature to the brother. Started yelling that it's not safe. And so she's like, get away. And like in like almost like panic mode. She kept saying that. And then everyone kind of ran outside to her and like saw what the big deal was. And then they saw the grandmother holding the brother shaking in fear. And in the yard, they were pointing to a Dane-sized dog that was staring intensely at them. Uh-huh. It looked up.
A dog staring intensely is just scary.
It is. And like a huge sized dog, like an oversized dog. Yeah. That's hollowed out, by the way. Yeah.
They're like huge.
Yeah. And like hollowed out on top of that. That's disturbing.
And them staring at you is not. Nope.
Yeah, exactly. So it looked up, huffed, and left. And then apparently, like, Bob was saying that it had deep yellow eyes. And when people asked what happened, like, after the incident, the grandmother said that Yenda Lushi found me. And she, like, moved out of the house. Like almost immediately after.
She's smart.
Yeah. She's a super smart grandmother. And I'm thinking, so this apparently was an encounter with the creature.
The skinwalker, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that's what she claims that it was, but me reading this, like, testimony was kind of like, maybe the grandmother's just a little paranoid, or maybe the walker wants to recruit her for the pyramid scheme. I don't know.
I don't know, though. Why would you want to recruit a grandma?
I don't know, but it kind of seemed like she was, like, literally, like, she was almost anticipating this happening with, like, all the curtains and stuff.
After her, basically, for a while, then.
Yeah, or, like, she was hiding. Why would you hide? Like, you know, like, there has
That's
to be
so
some...
scary.
It is scary. I don't know what that was, but this was especially scary because of the, like, Yenda Lushi is watching me, like, it's just... Yeah. And then the second story I have... again, I'm just going to use a random name, and I chose Danny when I was researching, so we're just going to go with that.
Okay.
So Danny joined Karen for 3 days at her grandmother's place. All these nice grandmas, they're, like, making me jealous.
Why are you harassing the grandmas?
Yeah.
Harassing the grandmas.
Grandmas are lovely.
Exactly.
Danny and Karen went to, or, like, Danny's grandma, I guess, invited her and Karen for 3 days at her place, and she lives near Tuba City in Arizona. On the first day of their visit, so it was a three-day visit, a dog came out of nowhere and wouldn't leave, and the person described it as ugly-looking, and it was a mix between a German Shepherd and a Lab. Imagine, like, a hollowed-out German Shepherd and a Lab on top of that. That's kind of... That's
right. I love dogs, so I do not want
to. Yeah. And it's hard for me to think that dogs would be this creepy. Like, you know, because dogs are so cute.
They're loving creatures. Like, they're so happy.
Yeah.
And they always, like, with their little wagging tails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just, I can imagine, like, an intense dog.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know, but it's apparently most of these are dogs. So in the evening, the dog was staring at them through a window. Now, this is scary, right? So they're like, this dog just kept staring. And
that's so scary.
It is. So, like, the day goes by, you're like, okay, weird, but, like, I won't make anything of it. You go upstairs in the second floor. You have a dog that's staring at you standing on top of a wooden box outside.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, no.
That is terrifying.
That is not okay.
Mm-hmm. So just... stared again. And then Karen started yelling at it, and it, like, fled off behind the shed, thank God. The next day, so apparently they went, like, grocery shopping, like, typical boring old people shit. Yeah. No, they went grocery shopping, and the two girls, were alone in the house, and they heard someone trying to open the door. They looked outside and saw that it was the dog trying to open it with its paws.
Oh my God! No!
Yeah, your expression was everything.
What the hell?
Yeah. It's so weird. So the dog basically was on its hind legs and, like, trying to open it with its paws and, like, claw.
That's not okay.
I don't even know what I do. And then Karen, who sounds amazing, by the way, and sounds like someone you need by your side, she basically opened the door and chased it away. And I was like, it's good.
With a baseball bat, I hope.
But I would never open my door if that happened. I would literally hold it shut from the inside.
I would, or, like, put, like, furniture across the door so it can't get in.
Yeah, I would never open it in case it comes out inside. But, yeah, Karen did that. And then, so they went to sleep, and in the middle of the night, they heard a sound from the top of the roof, and it was, like, a pitter-patter, like, footsteps, and they also heard, like, scratching and panting, again, on top of their house. So
this is not okay.
Yeah. And then they started hearing barking, but, like, not, like, a dog barking, but, like, a human barking, and, like, a male. Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know why. They heard, like a male, it was a deep male voice that suddenly started panting by the window. So now it's, like moving from the house to the window, and, like, you can hear it, that it's not a dog, and they said that they knew that it knew that it was not a dog, and that it was a man pretending to be a dog. So, basically, Karen looked out and saw the same dog that she had seen in the afternoon on its hind legs, again, looking into the bedroom, but where the neck was, like, in the afternoon, there was another pair of eyes, and all of a sudden, the paws that she saw looked like overgrown hands with sharp fingernails.
Ooh.
So, it's, like, morphing almost on top of the...
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
Do you remember those books called The Animorphs?
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh, those books were so scary. Just like the front cover of it. I never read them because I was terrified of reading those.
I didn't either. The cover, I remember. The cover was terrifying. Same with Goosebumps. They had the same
cover. Oh, I loved Goosebumps, but yes.
I hated it.
I still have some Goosebumps books.
Really?
Actually. Yeah.
That's cool. They would still terrify me. So they started seeing this, like, dog-like person hybrid, I don't know, and then the grandma, this is amazing, the grandma came up, and they're like, oh, like, she saw what was happening, she grabbed a shotgun,
okay? Yes, go,
she
grandma.
Loaded it, and then she, like, prayed in Navajo for a bit, like, in their language, and then went outside to shoot it at night, and then she, like, started shooting it. And
grandma!
Yeah, and then she yelled at it, and she's like, "You're not welcome here. Go back to where
Get
you
off
came
off my
from.
Lawn!"
Peak grandma. That is amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Get off her lawn, man.
This is like how Red Riding Hood should have gone. Like the gun.
Right?
Yeah. But yeah, the grandma and Karen sound like a real, like, team.
Bad asses.
Mm-hmm. And so in the morning, so they basically, the little dog thingy, the dog man thingy, like, ran away. They called the medicine man in the morning to kind of bless the place again, because it was cursed, because they had visited.
Oh, 1,000% was cursed. Yeah. But yes.
So apparently he said that, so the medicine man was like, he had a lot of experience in the area, and he said that the creature was a...
Skinwalkers.
Okay. Oh, skinwalkers.
Well, you get it.
Okay.
But the creature was the singular of that. And it was in the body of a dog / man. And he also said that they usually harm people by using a human bone, like a straw made of like human bone. And they use it to spit at someone and embed human bones into them.
Oh.
Does that, I had to read that, like, so many times because.
Ew.
Yeah, so with, like, a straw made of bones, they inject people with bones. Like, spit bombing. Like, you're.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's nope, gross. Nope, 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 nope.
Yeah, and then he said that doctors apparently can't find them. So if, like, you come in with a complaint of, like, pain or something like that, they can't find them. But apparently he pulled out a piece of a human skull out of the grandma's right shoulder, and it was 2 inches long and 1 centimeter thick.
Mm.
Yeah. So
cringe.
Terrifying. And then he blessed the place, I'm assuming, because it ended there. But yeah. Imagine if he just does that and he's like, bye, see ya.
Yeah, no. Not okay. Not okay.
But that was the story.
I take back the entire thing I said about the skinwalkers taking over my body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do not take over my body. Not available.
Yeah. That was the story. And, like, what was interesting, though, was, like, most of the encounters were just kind of, it seemed like it would just be, like, wild animals with, mm-hmm. like, different colored eyes. I didn't really see anything about humans taking human form. Like, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Or, like mimicking.
Like, shape-shifting, basically.
Yeah. And I didn't see anything. Like, I read things about wolves and, mm-hmm. like, a sketchy woman and mm-hmm. just dogs. But I didn't really see anything that, like, jumped at me. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is definitely paranormal. Because I think mm-hmm. this can kind of almost maybe be explained with, like, just, like, wild mm-hmm. animals that we don't know yet, like hybrids.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know. That was my thoughts on that.
Yeah. I think it was skinwalkers. I cool. do not think it was animals. But okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the urban legend that I'm doing, well, I'm doing two. So the okay. first one I'm doing, it's all thanks to Jack. Because she sent it to me as a foreword, and she's like, you might be interested in this for your podcast.
Oh, cool.
And I thought it was really cool. So, mm-hmm. So the first part of the legend is mm-hmm. I'm going to read straight from the foreword.
Okay.
So it's going to be.
Wait, is this speaking. A WhatsApp foreword?
Oh, I think a friend of hers sent it to her, okay. and then she sent it to me.
Okay, fair enough.
But it's not a WhatsApp forward, okay. no. So the first legend that we're going to be talking about is the Bandage Man of Cannon Beach.
Ooh.
On the roads outside of Cannon Beach, Oregon, an especially old, now bypassed section of Highway 101, a strange and disturbing creature stalks the night. Drivers have long reported seeing a man clad from head to toe in bandages stained with blood and other less identifiable fluids.
Oh my God.
Those who have come close enough to the man report that the mummy smells horribly, as if he's rotting.
Oh
and those God. Who slow down or who are unlucky enough to be walking when the creature comes out towards the road have been savagely attacked. Sometimes it's claimed that the bandage man can simply appear in passing vehicles without any obvious entry. Oddly, the bandage man is also said to eat dogs.
What?
Yep.
Like, that wasn't terrifying enough, and you have to eat yep. dogs?
Yep. Sometimes he leaves behind bits of his putrescent bandages that fell off during his attacks.
Oh my
Stories
God.
Behind the origins of this being are variable. Some state that this is a ghost or a reanimated corpse of a logger who had been severely injured in a sawmill accident and died while in these bandages.
Oh my God.
Others say that this vengeful spirit is of no earthly origin. Whatever the story, the bandage man is said to be violent and malevolent and to be avoided at all costs.
That is so terrifying.
Yeah, that was the forward that Janvi yeah. sent me. So thank yeah. you for that, Janvi, if you're listening. But that, I feel like sparked my, like, mm-hmm. enthusiasm about this topic. Because mm-hmm. I was like, I've never heard of this urban legend ever
yeah. Yeah.
before. And, like, I wasn't even sure if, like, Cannon Beach, Oregon was a real place. So, obviously.
Yeah.
As any curious person does. I went on Google and I looked in on Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
yeah,
I can kind of see why this urban legend came about because on Google Maps, if you do the street view of Cannon Beach,
mm-hmm.
it's like this long strip of area in Oregon. It's not like a tiny little just one beach. Mm-hmm. It's just like a strip.
Right.
And then Highway 101 runs like along it for a pretty big stretch.
Right.
And you can actually go on Street View on Highway 101 and see what it looks like. So it's basically this, like, the, like, winding road in the middle of these, like, hilly areas. And they're all tree covered on both sides. So it's like a forest to me. It looks like a forest, to be honest. But again, this is not a geography podcast, so I might not be correct as to what that is. But yeah, it looks like a forest, and it's like super like beautiful. But I can definitely see that this is the perfect setting for the urban legend, because at night or during bad weather, this same place can turn into like something out of nightmares.
Oh my god. Yeah, when you were reading it, just like the imagery itself was so terrifying.
It's beautiful in the daylight, but at night or when it's like foggy or rainy, you know, you can definitely see where like this idea of the managed man comes from. And why it's in this area specifically. So again, as the little foreword said, the managed man is thought to be either a vengeful spirit or an angry otherworldly entity, and that's also known as demons.
That's demons. So terrifying. Okay.
So, you know, and this is like, this is kind of unique in my opinion.
It is.
Because
it
it's it's a mummy. It's not like a ghost or whatever.
And usually like those kind of like hitchhiker like side of the road stories are usually like a woman. That is like scorn.
Exactly.
This is like a mummy that's like a man.
Or it's like a woman in white, you know, the classic thing.
With like but a flowing dress and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a mummy. So the little story I covered, basically kind of the foreword, kind of gives you what you need to know about the managed man of Cannon Beach. But I went into, the depths of the internet, as you know, because there was so, it was so hard to find like actual encounters with this creature or being. But like this strange site that I'm not going to mention had like one of the stories or the encounters. So I'm just going to use that.
Okay.
So what the the foreword didn't cover was that the bandaged man, he appears on this, short stretch of the road on Highway 101 going towards Cannon Beach. It's between the town and where Highway 26 intersects with Highway 101. So that's the area where he appears. And he always vanishes before reaching town.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So what?
So I don't know if he just like haunts that section or that, like, he's just like, I'm not leaving.
This is my haunting turf. Do you think they have turf wars? Like, do you think, like, spirits?
I'm sure they do, but yeah, that's the thing. He's he doesn't go all the way to town. Maybe he just doesn't like the town. I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah.
Or maybe he's like, so they offended him or like some, or he died there. I don't know. But like, if he died there, you would go there. Like, you know, as a ghost.
Exactly.
Yeah. Weird.
So he doesn't have, he always vanishes before reaching town. So there was a little story on the site with a bunch of little threads about the bandaged man. And it's perfect for an urban legend because it's one of those, like, I know someone who knows someone type stories.
Of course. You know? The, like, 20, like, my friend of a...
My friend's friend. It's one of those, so it's, like, perfect for an urban legend.
Love it.
So the person writing the thread... he says he was aware of the bandaged man legend since he grew up in the area as a kid. And he says that he knew some of the family of the kid that first encountered him. And the author of the post first heard of the story in the 60s and says that some of the family of the kid who saw the bandaged man still lives in the area. And he knows the kid's brother. So this is definitely like... I know someone who knows someone kind of thing. But yeah, so there was, in fact, an old road in the town called the Bandaged Man Road, which is really scary.
So he's like, he's infamous in like the town?
Yep, of Cannon Beach.
Was this before he was sighted or just like it was always just...
I don't know. They call it the Bandaged Man Road. So I'm guessing it was after he was sighted and then they were like, nope. Weird. That's what it's going to be called now.
Yeah, you know? So weird.
Yeah. So this road was basically just an old section of Highway 101 that had been bypassed when a new section had been put in place. So it was still kind of accessible, and it was just this little short loop. And I read that you could, like, do the whole loop in, like, 5 minutes. So it was a very small, like, area.
Yeah.
So this loop was obviously very popular amongst the teenagers to go and park and, you know,
do other make stuff. Out.
Yeah. Do teenagery things. Uh-huh. But yes. So the story starts this way. Mm-hmm. So one night, two teenagers, a boy and a girl, were chilling. And by chilling, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
In the car that was parked on this road. And it was an old Chevy pickup truck. And all of a sudden, they felt the truck lean, like something was moving around in the back of the truck. You know, like the pickup trucks have the bed at the back.
Yeah, yeah.
So they kind of felt it lean. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And all, and then they turned around to look out the rear view window. And there, looking back at them, was the bandaged face of a man.
Oh my God. That's and, so terrifying.
And that was scary, because I just imagine when someone crouched on the truck and looking through the window, it's just like, no.
And like a mummy already, like, no, thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then they could only see strange looking eyes staring at them through the band, but nothing else.
Whoa.
And that is so creepy.
That is.
I was reading at like 1 o'clock at night, so I was like, not okay.
Yeah, no.
Like,
Is that who you had the nightmare of, or was it the other thing?
No, that was the other one that I had a nightmare with. Yes.
Wow, I would have a nightmare with this.
But yeah, so then the bandaged man started beating on the glass.
Holy shit.
Of the rear view window, and on the top of the front portion of the truck. So he was, like, beating, like, together, like, that.
Yeah, oh my God.
Which is pretty scary, because why, and why do you want to scare these kids?
Yeah.
Leave them alone. Yeah. So the boy then was obviously terrified, and he started the truck and started to drive. And the girls started screaming in horror because they couldn't get rid of him despite them driving, and he was still in the back of their truck.
I mean, I imagine it's pretty hard to, like, get someone, like, to fall off.
I mean, you can drive really fast and then, you know, like, fling them out. But
fair enough. But, like, it's still pretty hard. Like, you'd have to, like... Yeah. Not, you'd have to, first of all, be sane. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then, like, they started driving, like, really fast towards the town.
Yeah.
And then when they reached downtown Cannon Beach, they stopped at the boy's family-owned service station. And
that's convenient. Very convenient.
But once they got there, they looked in the back of the truck, and the bandaged man wasn't there.
Wow. That's crazy.
And just vanished. And this, believe it or not, was one of the only stories I found on the internet about the bandaged man, like an encounter with him.
Maybe he's just a private person.
Like, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't talk to everyone, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Or maybe these are the only people that lived to tell the tale. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know who... He eats dogs. Like, why?
Where did that even come from? Like, if that was, like, one of the only stories.
A lot of dogs go missing in the area. There are that he eats dogs, because I don't know how else you would know that he eats dogs unless you were there to see dogs.
Yeah, that sounds very weird.
Yep. So that was my first urban legend. Of the bandaged man.
You know what? Like, have you watched? You have. You watch Community, right?
Yes, I have.
So there's this one episode where Pierce is in, like, a full body cast. And do you remember? Yes. Yeah. And I was thinking of him the entire time, of him just, like, you know, in a full body cast, going up to people and, like, freaking them out, which is terrifying in itself.
But I don't imagine I imagine, like, old, like, ratty, rotting bandages, which is, like, disgusting and scary.
And, like, the smell would just, like,
I'm sorry, but I would gift him some perfume if I could.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's what he's looking for.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll never know.
Never know. Exactly. We should go to Oregon and drive on this
road. No, thank you. Okay.
Okay,
I'll stay here.
Fine. So the next urban legend I picked is called Nale Ba.
Okay.
Or Nale. Yeah, it's called Nale Ba. That's okay. That's all I'm going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
So the 90s in Bangalore, it's the capital city of Karnataka in India.
Yeah.
Rumors started flying that a spirit of the of a witch was walking the streets in the dead of the night, and that she would knock on doors and call out to men in voices of the women that they loved. So she would call out to them in their mothers, wives, sisters, daughters' voices.
That's terrifying.
So obviously, hearing voices, the men would go to help the person or would go to let them into the house. And if the person answered the door, they would die within 24 hours.
Well, that's cool. What if their loved ones were already in the house?
Yeah, but, like, I don't know how that would work. But, like, if they answered the door to see who was, like, even pretending maybe, the person would die in 24 hours.
Joke's on you, sucker. I don't have any loved ones.
We're like women, so it doesn't matter. The ones were us anyways.
But I can imagine someone.
About it, because when I was researching this very sentence, like, my curtain on the on my door that I have on, like, my room's doors, it, like, fluttered a little bit, and I was like, holy shit,
that's she's it. Here. Yep, she's you're here. Like, that old lady, you'd be John DeLucci, has found me. You're that, you're the grandma.
Yeah, I'm the grandma, you know. So, the solution to this was to tell the witch to Nale Ba and writing Nale Ba on the outside of your door. Which means come tomorrow in Kannada, which is the language of Karnataka.
I love that. I love that it means come tomorrow because you're just, like, putting it off until tomorrow. And then tomorrow you're going to be like, later.
You might.
Infinitely postponing it.
And the witch then would leave when she saw the Nale Ba written outside the house. She's which is polite. Like, so considerate.
Right?
And polite. Like, so nice of her. Wow. And it's, like, super consensual. Like, look at this. Women get it.
This lady has, like, table manners. Like,
yeah.
Good
women
job.
Get it. Okay, yeah. Women get it. For sure. Yes. So, apparently, this was the only way to ensure that she wouldn't, like, kill you.
Oh, my God.
And that men in the city were safe. And then she would keep coming back the next night, and the cycle would go on forever, basically.
Later, later, later.
Exactly. See, this is what I mean. It was like, when you think about it, it's so funny and amazing that this consensual witch is like super, like, cool witch. I think she's cool.
I mean, for sure. That's amazing. She's respectful of people's space.
Exactly. Exactly. But then I still had nightmares about someone calling out my name.
Oh my God. Terrifying.
Yes.
Was it a woman in your nightmare?
I don't remember. It was just, I just remember someone calling out my name. So there's apparently still some rural villages around Bangalore with the words Nale Ba written outside their homes. And I'll post pictures of these, and it's, like, amazing.
Oh my God. I'd love to see that.
It's, like, authentic, like, Indian villages that it's so beautiful and amazing.
That's cool.
But apparently, like, the locals, like, in Bangalore call April 1st Nale Ba Day. And I find that so funny because I'm like, either, like, this is an elaborate, like, April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
Or this witch is a prankster and harasses people on, like...
I love this witch. This is, like, by far the best witch I've heard of.
Exactly.
Ever.
She's, like, respectful. She's considerate. And she's, like, a jokester.
Right. And, like, she gives you the chance to defend yourself. It's It's not her fault you didn't listen to the, like...
Exactly. You
know. Yeah.
Exactly. So I love this witch. But, yes, so I couldn't find any encounter stories with the Nale Bum, mm-hmm. but I definitely think that this was the best urban legend that mm-hmm. I could ever, because this respectful, amazing witch deserves recognition.
She does. Yeah, that's amazing. You know,
people need to learn from her. If someone mm-hmm. tells you to come tomorrow, you yeah. do. You leave them alone and you come yeah. tomorrow.
And for, like, infinity, but, like, exactly. who cares?
Commitment.
Loophole. That's such a loophole. I love the people, too. Like, the yes. people are just as trolly as the witch.
They're just, like, come tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to sleep, you know.
And then, like, literally imagine, like, let's say, like, they died somehow, like, because of mm-hmm. old age, peacefully. And then it's yeah. funny because it works out for everybody.
Yep. Because then the witch is just going to be like, oh, you dead? Okay, yeah. whatever.
That's what I wanted anyway.
That's all I was asking for.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the best
cute
urban legend I've ever read. Mm-hmm. And that was the Nale Ba legend. And those are my two little urban legends that I covered. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed them.
Yeah. This is fun. I really enjoyed listening to that.
Yeah, that one was so cute. It was this woman gets it.
It's, like, weirdly, like, wholesome and, like, a terrifying
I mean, if you open the door, I'll kill you, you know?
Yeah, it's, like, degrees of, like, creepy, right? And this one is, like, mid-level.
This is, like, anti-black-eyed children. Do you
yes,
see?
Yes, yes.
Where they want to be let in, and she's, like, don't open the door. She's yes, just she cheating.
Yeah, she should have, like, totally, like...
Not for strangers.
Yeah, they would be... Like
your family.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's cute. They would be a cute family. They should, like, network and stuff and, like, take notes.
Nale Ba lady and black-eyed kids.
Exchange notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yes, that was the Urban Legends episode.
Mm-hmm. We hope you enjoyed.
I did. I love talking about it.
Yeah, I did too. It was fun. It was good.
Yes.
It was
needed. I think we should do this more often.
We should. We should. I like that.
Season. Oh my god, this is the season finale. Thank you for listening. You made it all the way through the 13 episodes. Mm-hmm. Like,
and if you didn't listen to all 13, listen to it now and catch up exactly. before September.
Yeah. Exactly. Thanks for listening. Yeah. Subscribe to us wherever you listen.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many platforms.
Yeah.
You can subscribe to us from all of them if you want, you know. Mm-hmm. The best. But
yeah, and I'll definitely miss this until September.
Yes, but you're going to go on a vacation. You're going to have a lot of fun
yes.
in the sun. Mm-hmm. And, also, mm-hmm. follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
Murders, Ghosts, and Everything. Mm-hmm. That's our on Instagram, Murders, Ghosts, and Everything. Yeah. Email us if you feel like it mm-hmm. at murders, ghosts, and everything at yeah. gmail.com.
Yeah, write us a review if you feel really nice, or yep. leave an emoji comment. Like, it doesn't matter. Just any doesn't feedback matter. Would be good.
Yep. Yeah, it would be amazing. Yeah. And thank you for making it through the 13 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And thanks for listening.
Yeah, I'll miss you guys, whoever's listening.
I'll miss you guys. Yes, I'll miss this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be super shitty when we come back in September, so be ready for that.
Yeah, we'll be, like, finding our stride again, because I feel like we've yep. actually found our stride, and, like, yep. this, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fun times, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully Rinky can visit some haunted locations when she's mm-hmm. going on her trip.
No thanks.
You know?
I wouldn't. I would
rude.
No.
Do not be rude. Do it for the gram. Do it for podcasting.
Okay, we'll see.
You know, yeah. go ham on this.
Yes, we'll see.
But she's not gonna do it. No. I see it in her face.
Yeah. No. Hell no to the no. That's like just yeah. No
thanks. But yeah, thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And bye.
Bye
for a while.